All right, it is 8:07. Glad you're with us today. Somebody said I was wrong that that severe weather is not coming in tonight. Maybe I heard that wrong, that it's just supposed to rain all day.
Well, you said it several times, but I was going to leave it alone because you knew something that I didn't, I thought. But
I thought I heard him say that last night. I might have I misheard.
Well, I think, well, listen, you've been sleep deprived. In 48 hours, you've had, I don't. You know what? I think you lost time in sleep.
Well,
Damon told me yesterday, if you recall, that we were going to have some bad storms yesterday, and that was going to be the big. Now, I don't know where they were throughout the state. I was doing a few other things.
Yes.
But, I mean, the most I heard of any of the thunder was this morning when I was in the library.
We'll confirm that it's just today, that the weather will be just today. It's still rainy out there for sure, so be careful.
Yeah, it's beautiful
there.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, fool me twice. You can't get fooled again.
Thank you, sir.
You turn him up, right?
I got no room to criticize there because I have mangled so many jokes and lines in my career.
Yeah, it happens.
There's no way.
All right, a few things here real quick.
All right,
first of all, I want to thank Genesis of Conway for sponsoring Craig.
Hi, y'all.
Thanks to Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John Daly today. We appreciate them, the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas. Thank you to them. We got Joe Nichols coming up. This is the last day of D3 Auto Sales sponsorship. So if you're a sponsor and you want to sponsor Joe, he's been a great guest. Guest of the year in 2025.
Yeah, we voted on that.
So.
And Joe is one of those guys. I mean, that's up to y'all. But Joe's one of those guys. That he can talk any sport.
Yeah, I know. No, he can. He knows his stuff. He does. Miles, he knows them all.
Yeah.
We got to play match game, Roger.
He was guest of the year?
Yeah. He was guest of the year.
There's a competition.
You just said that in front of Craig.
Well, Craig's, I know.
Craig's been here for how many years?
I know. What?
Yeah. Yes, new faces.
I'm out. I'm leaving. Bye.
No.
I'm going to get in my Genesis and get out of here.
Newcomer guest of the year.
We got to play a little match game. Foursome Razorback Oklahoma tickets.
You said foursome.
Yeah, I did. Foursome. Foursome Oklahoma Arkansas tickets. So get ready.
Foursome?
Foursome. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, some people have dirty minds here, Craig. I can't. I don't know.
We're giving away a four-pack?
I'm just going for guest of the year, I'm not going to say anything.
That's exactly right. A couple other things I wanted to mention. It's National Nurse Day, School Nurse Day as well. So all the nurses out there, thank you so much for all
you do. Thank you, nurses. Thank you, Sheila
Scott.
Appreciate
that.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Stacey Shockley.
Today is National Tony Day. Give me the first Tony that comes to mind. National Tony. Go, Craig.
Danza.
Tony Danza, okay, you got it, Justin?
Well, I go back, Curtis.
Tony Curtis, Christian?
I'll go Tony Scott.
Tony Scott.
The most obscure so far.
Tony Scott, do we know who Tony Scott is?
It's Ridley Scott's brother, he's a director.
Is who?
Ridley Scott's brother, he's a director.
Oh, what has he directed?
Like Days of Thunder.
Okay, all right, Tony Scott. Roger.
Wait a second, let me do this real quick, please. Just a second. Let me just find this.
This
right
better
here.
Be worth it.
It will be. Go ahead. Who's your Tony, Christian?
Christian, are you there?
He's on the,
Chris, on the phone.
Who's your Tony?
Scott.
What's that, Roger?
That's nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
With all due respect, I don't do it. I don't do it with. A vitriol with you, I promise. The other one I did.
Do you know who I'm going with?
Yeah, of course. You're thinking about Tony Romo.
No, that's not
I'm also thinking about Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger. Cereal boxes.
I was going to go Tony Dorsett. Brought him in the touchdown club a few years ago.
Very good. Yeah, and what was his name before he changed it?
Dorsett.
That's exactly
right. Is there any other Tonys? Is that it?
Yeah, no, there's more. There's Tony.
Tony Hawk?
Tony.
Tony Hawk. Tony. Very good.
Isn't there a baseball manager, Tony?
Tony
something?
Bua.
Not what I was thinking.
Tony
Bua.
Wasn't there a great
Pena?
Baseball?
Tony Pena?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Is that right?
It doesn't sound right.
I don't know. That may not be right.
Didn't you have, wasn't he one
Tony
of
Soprano?
The Ninja Turtles?
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, my gosh,
one of the Ninja
yes.
Turtles, also Tony.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. Oh, my gosh. Very good.
Ooh,
that's good.
Nice. Tony Braxton.
Good yes.
Job. Good oh, job, yeah.
John.
Yikes. Throwing it out.
Unbreak my heart.
The,
Unbreak my heart.
We'll continue to take your Tonys. Don't forget, Razorbacks play. Razorbacks play at 1:00. They play Mississippi State. Mississippi State beat Kentucky late last night or yesterday.
Tony Francione.
This is softball.
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Yes.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes. By the way, just to we did. There was a Tony Pena. He was a pro ball player, and then a. Baseball player.
Good job.
Listen, who's the biggest Tony in country music?
I don't know of one.
I don't either. Tony does not correlate with country music.
No.
So the game's at 1 o'clock. It's not going to be on any radio. It's going to be on the SEC Network if you want to catch that.
All right.
The men will play Friday night. We're going to obviously play for some tickets there. A couple things I wanted to get to as well. We hadn't had a chance to congratulate Christian, his team, the Thunder, Oklahoma City last night, beat the Lakers 108-90. Headband is a big Laker guy, so you get bragging rights for the first game.
Deep down, he knew
For him to be such a great guy, which he is.
Yes.
I'm surprised that he likes the
Lakers.
Lakers, yeah.
Well,
it's kind of like Double R liking the Yankees. Like what, y'all from Arkansas?
I know.
Like what the hell?
By the way,
Derek Fisher played for the Lakers, so that's understandable.
He's a Kobe, big Kobe guy.
By the way, speaking of the Yankees, did you see we talked about John Sterling yesterday, who was the voice for 34 years of the Yankees?
Yankees win.
You hear what they're gonna do? You hear about that? You read about that? Huh. What he said, Yankees win.
Nah.
They're going to make that be right before Frank Sinatra sings his
New York.
So that's a regular thing for every game if they win.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so they're going to make that be a part. Beautiful. Matter of fact, he was one who made up all the names. Like, yeah. What was it?
It was a shot. A
yeah.
shot!
Yes.
My shot's impossible.
A couple other things. Did you guys hear, we talked about this early before Justin, you jumped on and before Craig got here. The cereal box toys may be making a comeback. So Kellogg is going to bring back a toy in honor of Toy Story 5. And so we were asking, do you remember as a kid ever going inside the box to get something out, a toy?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Roger and I went with the cutting out the record. Justin, we used to could cut records out off the back of a cereal box, and it would play.
Right.
It would play, and we didn't know what material it was.
No question. It was some synthetic. I think that's the material that they got from Area
Archie's.
51.
And you talk about Tony. I cut out a Tony the Tiger mask off the back of the
of
box.
Of course you did.
And wore it.
Of course.
And I was 6 years old, and I could go, they're great.
Wow.
At the age of six.
Do you remember going inside the cereal box to get a toy?
Oh, heck yeah.
Or a prize?
I contaminated all the cereal.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's what Roger said.
And you didn't think anything about it.
Yeah, that was still around when I was a kid.
Listen, you helped your parents bring
and you could cut something off the box, but it wasn't like a, what'd you say, a record?
Yeah, it was actually a 45. We used to play
45. Okay, no.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we didn't have that when I was a kid, but you could cut something out, and I forget. It might have been, like Craig said, like glasses or, I don't know, something.
Well, it was an incentive incentive for kids to buy cereal boxes, and it worked. They got away for it. They're coming back for Toy Story 5. That's
fantastic.
Why. Also, news yesterday.
And Toy Story.
Hey.
I guess Christian is the only one with little kids other than myself.
Love Toy Story.
We have not done Toy Story with the kids yet.
Oh,
what?
My God. It's Christian. It's
I mean,
my
I,
favorite.
I have, of course, seen them because I was a kid when they came out. But
I think as an adult, they're my favorite kids' movies.
Right.
There's a lot of adult stuff in there that the kids miss. And then it's obviously great for kids as well. But I think they're fantastic. Yeah. Like, I cry, and the one where the Andy goes to college, I mean, I cry in it every time.
How far have you gone with that, Roger? I think I stopped at either 2 or 3. I don't think I've seen
–
I don't remember
the
one going to
college.
They're
so good.
I haven't seen four,
in my
five,
opinion.
They are well done. Yeah, they are super, super well
what
done.
What are the toys they're going to put in there?
I don't know. I imagine the characters off
Slinky
Toy Story.
Slinky Dog,
yeah.
Woody. Buzz Lightyear.
And that's another thing that tied us into that tied us in also to the toys that we knew growing up as kids.
Yeah, Slinkies, Mr. Potato Head.
Potato Head, that's exactly right. The other thing, did you guys hear that the president is bringing back the presidential fitness test? This was something that all of us over the age of 50 remember back in that was the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
And I think it may have started going.
For himself?
No, for the schools as a student. And you said, Roger, fifth and sixth grade? Is that what you think it is?
Fifth and sixth for us.
So we used to do this.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I got a patch somehow, but you had to do so many push-ups or
sit-ups.
No, not softball.
We threw a softball.
Did you? Okay, so that was maybe one of your
tests. I know
that
because I was humiliated by the girls.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, Roger got beat in tug-of-war. So
listen, she was a little stronger than me. She had developed a little bit sooner than I was. Damn it!
Sandra Eccles?
Sandra Eccles, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, but I still got my badge. This was just for, you know, this. I didn't know anybody was watching when we did that.
Kate says, Justin's wife, Kate, said, I used to do the presidential fitness test. I got it every year, and you get a patch when you would pass. Uh-uh. I remember getting
I never did.
Yeah, we.
Yeah,
did
I never did it either. I just looked up the history. Sorry, Bess.
Yes,
I just looked up the history of it. It says it ran from 1966 to 2012.
Yes,
I did not
Obama
do this.
Obama got.
A
I don't know why
time.
He got rid of it.
I didn't do
I
this
didn't
a
either.
Single time.
Well, they said.
Where did
I've never
go
heard
school,
of it.
Christian?
Des Arc.
Yeah, I've never
heard
did
of
it either.
I don't.
Maybe it's a small town thing. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe. I will say we did do like
we did Olympic Day. That was our thing. Like
Olympic? What? Is that what you said?
Like the Olympic Day or whatever, you do a 100-meter run or whatever at the end of the year, high jump.
So I think what it may happen is, like Kate's making the example, the V-sit reach, you know, when you sit and you reach to see how far, and they have a measurement how far you can reach in your every school probably has some of its own little different ones and that they applied. Because you had a run walk, you had the pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, how many sit-ups you could do. Anyway, that's kind of, and I remember
I think
Roger
jumped rope.
Maybe so. But if you got a
did y'all do like we did for athletics? Like if you were going to play baseball, basketball, whatever, you did have to have a physical. I'm talking like drop your pants,
turn your head and cough.
Did y'all do that?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't even know if they do that now.
I think they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But I remember
having to do that every year from seventh grade on or something like that.
Seventh grade.
It was humiliating. You stood in the line, dropped your britches.
I know.
It was not fun.
we put it out there that we're looking for a producer.
That's when they had me drop mine. When they had me drop mine, that's when I would again say,
I know.
They're great.
You still have to get a physical to be able to participate in most schools. So here's another Tony. This is from our buddy Randy Allison. I don't think anybody mentioned it, but Tony La Russa. Did anybody say that one?
No. I got another one. You ready?
Okay.
Knock three times on the ceiling.
Oh, Tony in
Orlando.
Yeah.
Yes. What about, Roger, what there, a Cincinnati Red, Tony?
Tony
Perez.
Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn was the Padre.
No, Tony Gwynn. Tony Perez.
Tony Perez.
Tony
Absolutely.
Perez.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said Tony Pena, Justin, is that who you said?
Ooh, was there a Tony?
Pena.
Was there a disciple?
Let me see who he played for. I want to say he played for, like, the Indians, maybe? He played for the Pirates, Cardinals, Red Sox, Indians, White Sox, Astros. And then he was the manager of the Yankees for a
while. Can we, like, extend this to Anthony's?
No.
No. My wife keeps saying Tony Montana.
Tony Montana.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Not a social going. Joe, I can't even have a kid with her.
Roger, we got to get another nurse practitioner, Melissa Qualls. Steve Qualls' wife. Of course,
Outstanding. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very lucky to have her,
I have
Steve.
A current daughter-in-law and an ex-daughter-in-law. They're both nurse practitioners. I think
I do have a. I have a tattoo for a Tony as well, my uncle, who was like my second dad.
Oh, yeah, the music uncle, right?
No, that's he's still alive.
Okay.
This was a different one.
So Judd Deere, who is on the U of A Board of Trustees.
Not Tony Deere.
Said that Governor Sanders, I remember seeing this now. This was a couple weeks ago. I do remember seeing this, that she's doing something. Arkansas schools are doing it. She beat Trump to it. They're calling it the Razorback Ready 2026 Challenge.
Huh.
So this one says, post a 60 to 90 second video of students completing the fitness test. Let's see if we can find it. Well, here we go. 1 mile run.
I've never even heard of this. Have you, Christian?
No, never.
I haven't either. It's been around for 50 years.
Yeah, I remember when it came up a few months back that they were talking about bringing back the presidential, what's it called?
It was a big deal, presidential fitness test.
It was like, I've never heard of it. When did it go away? Did it go away in the 80s?
Yeah, same.
Listen, it was, and Obama got rid of it, but he got rid of it to promote more health.
Nutrition.
Yeah. So it was all that. He got rid of the physical fitness part of it.
But it really, though,
faded. Wasn't the first lady Didn't she do something with like lunches?
Yeah, school lunches. But they got healthier or whatever.
Yeah.
But the presidential fitness test, Rod, you have to admit, where it was biggest was in the 70s, and I think I think it sort of faded out.
We got the thing from Kennedy who says,
well, it was
You can't have a bunch of little fat kids running around now.
Yeah, it was based on the Kennedy administration, though it started in 66.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Here's the one that they're using for Arkansas. 1 mile run, which is not easy in itself. I guess run, walk, sit ups for 1 minute.
Oh, wow.
Push ups or pull ups, measuring upper body strength, shuttle run. A test of agility and speed. I guess there's a certain time you have to meet. And then what Kate said, a sit and reach, assessing flexibility. There you go.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
You have to score above the 85th percentage nationally to qualify. This was established by LBJ, right?
It was such an accomplishment as a kid to get that patch.
Yeah,
I mean,
big deal.
Anything to give a kid some self-worth. Self-worth is what it was all about. No, I mean, of course, it was also back during the heyday of the moon launches and all that. So it was like a patch, a big old circle that you'd get, make you think of NASA and that sort of thing.
Little Rock Marathon had them all beat.
Yeah, man.
The Little Rock Marathon had the kids marathon, and the kids had to run up to the time, the day of the Little Rock Marathon, they had to run the distance of 26 miles.
Oh, sure.
But it was over a matter of months, and most schools did it early in the morning in Central Arkansas, and it was a terrific way to start the day. And they all got a medal. They all got a medal on that final day where they ran the final lap. And it was brilliant.
Cool. Real quick, let's read through some of our Milton Eaton Air text line. It said, Justin, when I was in the 10th grade, I had a lady doctor do my hernia cough examination for football. You're welcome. Listen, that's wonderful. Yeah, listen, I have a female doctor now, Craig.
I always had like an 80-year-old man.
With cold hands.
Here's one. Hey, there's a lot of Tonys we've left out. Here's Tony Dungy. Football coach. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here's one that what about one of my teammates? I expect Craig or Roger to get this one.
Tony Cherico.
Tony Cherico. Wow. Yes.
Here's that. Rick was about to say that.
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, my.
It was a tie.
I will say, that was a good one, too. I will say, I think Christian had the best one with Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn, yes.
He's a legend.
Someone says Craig.
What did he bat, like, almost 400?
Yeah, he batted 396 one year, I believe.
I mean, ridiculous.
He was a great hitter. Yeah. No Anthony's, just Tony. That's we're gonna do that.
You said Romo.
Yeah. Somebody said Toy Story 3 is one of the saddest movies ever.
You got a friend.
Was that the one where
the mean bear, isn't it?
Toy Story 3.
Yeah. They left him behind or something.
Is that the one with the mean bear and the incinerator?
I think you're right, Christian. I think they went to a. Golly, what was it? Like a
Goodwill of sorts.
A play school or...
They were given away.
Oh, my gosh. What about... Tony Vitello, who is the new coach of the Giants.
Used
to be with the Tennessee. Yeah, Tony Friend. Have we mentioned Tony Friend...
Francione,
have we mentioned him?
I did.
And I think there was another one I wanted to get to here. Obviously, we're getting a ton of...
I know Tony the Lip. I think it was Tony the Lip was the driver that just came to
him in
the Green Book.
It was. He was also in Sopranos.
Real guy, big guy, true story.
Gosh. What about Tony Randall, Raj?
That was his first answer.
Did you mention that one?
No, I said Tony Curtis.
Yeah, Tony
Randall. No, you said Tony Randall first, then you came back with Tony.
No, he said Tony
Curtis.
You sure?
Yeah, he did.
Let's go. Now I'm going to
play the tape.
Disagree with both of you. Play the
tape. Look at the tape.
Yeah, the Toy Story, I remember it being sad. And of course, it always rallies at the end. And is it Tom Hanks still playing the main character in that?
Yeah, Tim Allen plays Lightyear. Yep.
Yeah.
Tim Allen plays Buzz Lightyear, as he said, and then Tom Hanks plays Woody.
Yep.
Somebody says, Toy Story three. The toys went to like a daycare, and the kids were just tearing them apart and throwing them all.
Yeah, day. I said play school. It's a daycare.
Putting them in boxes and stuff.
Yep.
Tony Atlas. Now there was a wrestler named Tony Atlas. Remember him?
Wasn't he a strong man?
He was. He was a strong man. Someone said Big John and Cabot says I'll be 41 this month. Graduated in 2003. We did the presidential fitness test in BB Primary School. So that was in the 90s. So, oh, good. So it was going, it was actually happening.
Yeah, so I graduated in 02, and it's weird. I guess it was like school by school.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I guess. True. I mean.
And Roger, you said Tony Bua, right? You threw that one out
that's
there.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many. Oh, by the way, we've left this off. We haven't mentioned that. I'm surprised, Justin or Christian, you didn't mention on the Lakers. There are two Razorback former, not two, excuse me, yeah. two
Austin
Arkansans,
Reeves, Nick Smith Jr.
two Arkansans yeah. on there, Nick Smith Jr. and Austin Reeves, who didn't have a good game.
Yeah, Austin Reeves is not a Razorback.
Yeah,
where
did he go
from
to school?
Arkansas.
Yeah, where did he go to school?
I think he went to Oklahoma?
What in Oklahoma was?
Are you talking about high school?
No, college.
Oh, he went to Wichita State, then he went to Oklahoma.
Wichita State.
Okay. He played at Oklahoma before he went to the league.
So let me ask you this, Justin.
We missed out on that. I don't know if that was Mike Anderson or Muss, but we missed out on that dude.
Did Nick Smith make the right decision to come out what he did, or should he came out what did he come out after his freshman year?
He's still in the league.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't play, but I would say he made the right decision.
Yeah, he doesn't play, does he? I just wonder if he played another year or two in college, would it have made any difference?
I think if he played another year or two in college, he may have been playing in Europe.
Think so?
Maybe.
Christian, I'd be curious to know your opinion because you know the NBA way better than I do.
Yeah, you NBA expert.
When he was even coming out of high school, I did not see him being the number one player in the nation or two or whatever he was. I mean, it was way up there. Like, I never saw it. Did you?
I thought he was talented, but I didn't see, and I'm sure people may come out and be like, oh, you were very hyped on him, but I didn't think he was incredible.
I didn't either, and I don't mean that as a negative.
I didn't think he was the best player on his high school team.
He would absolutely whip me. I mean, granted.
Obviously.
I just didn't know. Well, thank you.
I think he would whip any of us.
Yeah, but I'm like I never saw the potential.
He was hurt all the whole year with Arkansas. It was a weird year. Kel-El Ware was the best player on his high school
Superman's
team.
Dad.
Which went to
Kel-El.
Oregon.
Yeah, and then went to Indiana. Is now with the Heat.
His ass.
Still, yes, Kel-El.
Kel-El.
Kel-El. Kel-El. Craig, did you mention
Khalil?
Yeah, Khalil. Did you mention Tony Bennett?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Tony Bennett.
I bet Tony
Bennett. Yeah, I left my heart in San Francisco, right?
He was here for Clinton's second inauguration.
Did you mention it, Justin?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. I met him. I met him, like, when I played the Today Show or Good Morning America like that.
I met him.
And he was sitting there watching me sing, and I'm like, that's Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Okay, Roger. Okay, watch this. Okay, I'm going to go to...
I was funny, Justin.
I'm going to go to Justin and Craig.
He didn't think I was funny or talented.
Well, he was in his 80s, so...
Okay, let's go to Justin. Justin, answer me this. Tony Bennett, dead or alive?
I'm pretty sure he's alive still.
He passed away.
But I may be wrong.
Hey, Roger, this is why we're going to start playing Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive!
We're going to start this because I think he just passed, didn't he, Craig, within the last year?
Maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, it was in the last year or two.
A couple of years.
When I met him, it was probably
seven or eight years ago. Oh, my gosh, another one. Where's Steve Qualls when we need him, Roger?
What?
Tony Stewart.
Yes.
Was his smoke?
Oh, that's a good one.
Smoke?
I didn't think about that.
Is it Tony Finau? Is that Finau?
Tony Finuke.
No, the golfer.
Tony the Lip.
The golfer.
Tony.
Tony, is it? Yeah.
Tony Betts.
Tony Baloney.
Let me tell you about Tony Betts. Tony Baloney and Tony Betts.
Tony Manero.
Oh, Tony Manero.
Saturday Night Fever.
That's right. You touch my hair. What do you hit my hair for? I work all day on my hair. He hits me in the head.
Someone says the Benton's Elementary School. Let's see here. Had no presidential. No, it said had presidential fitness in the early 2000s for sure. I have my kids' certificates. So if your school was doing it, good for you.
Yeah.
But now that's back, and every school can do their own thing. Sounds like in Arkansas we've got our own thing.
That's it.
Craig, so tomorrow you'll be hosting the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right, Boys and Girls Club for Little Rock North Little Rock Boys and Girls Club, Central Arkansas.
Ryan Silverfield, D-Mac will be there.
Look at that. You're doing your – John does his for Russellville. Justin does it for Saline County. And look at you.
Tickets are still available by going to BGCOFCA, Boys and Girls Club of Central Arkansas.com.
Yeah, I'll come back and wait till you hear what I'm doing tomorrow. People go, why do you have Basil doing this? And I don't know. Man. I'm trying my best Craig O'Neill impression. Craig, thanks so much as always, buddy.
Love you guys.
I love you too. Great segment. Do want to thank Genesis of Conway. All right, we got Joe Nichols coming up. Do not go away.
His sponsorship is coming up.
Guest right. of the
his,
year.
His sponsorship.
Hey, newcomer, don't you take offense to that.
Oh, I'm offended.
He's newcomer country singer from Northwest Arkansas that lives in Texas. Of the year guy.
Also, okay. We got to play a match game when we come back for tickets to the Razorback game against Oklahoma.
So a foursome, you said.
Call in now.
I aged out. Yeah.